Honey, do not make plans Saturday, January 24th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar, Saturday, January 24th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, January 24th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
At Capella University, learning online doesn't mean learning alone. You'll get support from people who care about your success, like your enrollment specialist, who gets to know you and the goals you'd like to achieve. You'll also get a designated academic coach who's with you throughout your entire program. Plus, career coaches are available to help you navigate your professional goals. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into Winkler First.
I'm Bart Winkler. I think I had some iPhone microphone going on there at first. You know what? Been live every day this week. Why not go on again? It is Sunday night, January 18th, and joining me soon will be Carlos Ortiz, as this feels a little more familiar this time of the night to talk about some of the games and recap some of the action. NFL wild card weekend, we remember that. See, I misspoke. Now I'm trying to clean it up. Packers lost. So what we had now was the divisional round. The best weekend of football, and we're going to get another good weekend next weekend. The Patriots will take on the Broncos and Jarrett Stidham. Wow. And then the Rams will do the honors of going to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And I am not necessarily here to gloat, if that's what you're chiming in for. I mean, I'm rooting for the Rams. I was rooting for the Rams instead of the Bears, even though I've got many a loved one that root for the Bears, and I think a lot of us do. But now they feel the pain, and that is typically when my team loses. What I want for the other team, I've never been the kind of guy to like lose to a team and then want them to continue to win. I've never been that kind of guy. I'm the kind of guy that, you know, if I feel pain, you need to feel pain. And sadly, that extends to my life as well. I was leaning on a pallet the other day at the grocery store, like on my phone. And then some guy like leaned next to me and I'm like, oh, I know this guy. And he saw me at the store on my phone. This is going to be great. And it was just some other, it was a worker. He's like, I need to put stuff on the pallet. I was like, And I thought in that moment there, should I just be an asshole to this guy, or should I? Nah, I let him. But he made me embarrassed, and now I would like him to feel embarrassed. Short story long on that one. I just want. That's what I'm hoping for. Some comments coming in on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll get to those. A reminder: we are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. I'll tell you what I like doing with these Happy Place Hemps. I like drinking two of the 20 seltzers. That's what I like doing. And I drink those, and I feel it's the weekend. I want to relax. I feel that way. It puts me in a mood where I'm relaxed, and I stay off the internet. It puts me in a mood where I'm relaxed, and I don't want to be angry. And then I go to sleep comfortably, and then I wake up, and I feel great. What a healthy alternative. That is. So happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. At happyplacehemp.com, you get 25% off your orders. Couple from Eric. At least the Rams won. I wish you all fired Matt LaFleur, to be honest. Falcons decided to hire Kevin Stefanski, as you know. So an Atlanta fan there. Yeah, a lot of coaching hires have occurred, including, well, ours, but that wasn't really a hire. That was just an extension for Matt LaFleur. But Kevin Stefanski in Atlanta should be interesting. We're going to find out if, you know, is this a Bill Belichick situation where he was on the Browns and they were terrible, and then he was Bill Belichick, and then now he's whatever he is now, or is this going to be where Yeah, man. I mean, Stefanski and the Browns, but maybe Stefanski wasn't that good of a coach. I think we all think highly of Stefanski. It's no surprise that he wanted another job and got one right away. So I don't think we're going to be surprised about that, and we're not. But it'll be interesting to see now what he does with Michael Penix Jr. I think as long as he doesn't have to coach Shadur, he's fine with that. Who is going to be the Browns head coach? Could be. Has anybody interviewed? I see the Ravens every like 7 hours. They're tweeting, hey, we just interviewed a guy. We just interviewed Al Groh or whoever the hell they're interviewing. Who have the Browns interviewed? All is right in the world. That's from Brandon with the Bears loss. Timothy says, F the Bears. And Jake says, Horseshoe has officially fallen out of ass. Yeah. Dua Lipa says, Bill Michaels will be on site for Radio Row. Well, he usually is. Good for him. You know, we I don't know if we had the opportunity a couple of years ago to go to Radio Row. It was kind of like a soft, you guys want to go, and then, I don't know, they paint, I don't know. But I should have gone. I've never been to a Radio Row. I should have gone. Can I really call myself a radio host if I've never been to Radio Row? I guess I can't. I'm just still a basement podcaster, and that is what seemingly I will always be. Tim says, honestly, I don't know what makes me happier, a Packers win or a crushing Bears loss. So again, if you guys are in the comments and want to gloat, you may. You have your own agency. I'm not in the business of looking to shit all over the Bears. I'm just what I told you guys, I have to be true to what I said. So if you want to comment that way, you can. But what I have to be true on is I don't want a part of this rivalry. So if I don't want to be shit on when we lose, I don't want to shit on them when they lose. So I'm out of the rivalry. Now, I did see a bunch of their fans chanting Green Bay sucks on the way in. I did tweet, at least they still have something to say on the way out. But that's the extent of it. That's the extent of it. Carlos Ortiz putting in a long day at Westwood One headquarters, joins us with the NBC microphone. What's up, man? Turn that off. No, off. No. Hold on. No music.
Rams music.
I don't want to get struck with copyright infringement.
First of all, I know how it works. You can't have it for more than 14 seconds before you start have to start paying royalties. I wasn't going to let it more than 14.1.
Well, I don't know how it works. You know better than I do.
I used to work in music, so there you go.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you here. You look nice.
I didn't press a button.
That was me.
I look like shit, man. I haven't showered since I went to the gym this morning, and I went to the gym this morning. So I've been wallowing in my own stew for hours.
I didn't shower today either, and I got a whiff of my pits when I was taking out the garbage, and holy hell.
Bort.
Yeah, that was bad. Carlos, and I do want to make this clear, and it's great to have Carlos. We're not going to do a live on Monday. This serves as Monday. But
We did want to
talk about the games at least for a little bit on the National Perspective show, which is brought to you by our friends at Carl's Place. Link in the comments for that. And I'll open it up to you guys here in a little bit too. Carlos and I had talked about, you know, if we're going to get together at some point this week, let's do it today. We've been talking about that throughout the day. So this isn't me jumping on again to, you know, just comment on what just happened and, you know, why I'm in the best mood I've been in 7 weeks. But Carlos also was like, do we have to do this? Like, I'm not your boss. You don't have to. You can go to bed.
I waffled like the entire fourth quarter. I'm like, I'm tired. I want to shower. I got to walk my dog. I'm beat. I've been doing three shows today, which I should not be doing the third one at all. It's so dumb. They had me babysitting the first hour for Stu for no reason whatsoever. Like, it's, but it allows me to finish podcasting the other two shows that I work for. So, but no, I'm happy to do this because number one, I get it out of the way. I don't have to worry about it the rest of my week. And number two, that was a pretty compelling game to wrap
up. And it's good to see you and continue our friendship.
Oh, yes, of course.
Get it out of the way. Let me just catch up on some comments. Seahawks fan here. I wanted the Bears to take this one, but the Rams and Hawks should be a hell of a game. That's from Rattled One. Matt says Bears proved to actually be a good, well-coached team.
Yeah.
Give them props. That being said, go Pack, go. Miggy, Bart, my guy, I don't care about football right now. Glad to hear you. All right. Carrie says, fuck the Bears. Bart, you're the damn man. I totally agree with all of your opinions. I might actually be your twin. And I believe this is our buddy Dan. Bears fans, Green Bay always has it good. Well, you just experienced what we did a decade ago, a.k.a. the Palmer spin move to Fitzgerald in overtime. Yeah, I get most of that. Yeah, and the Bears had another magical play. And then it was for naught. There was an interception. Chris Collinsworth was quick to bury DJ Moore on that one. But I think, you know, I think the world of Caleb Williams. I obviously have said enough nice things about the Bears. I don't need to hear. But the Rams, you know, they went in there. It was cold, but they were able to get it done. They got that game, you know. Shout out to the thinker kicker. You know, we put him in a tough situation there. We took a couple of shots, and we're hoping to get it done. But it's just great to see our team and that battle. We know there's a good team over there with Coach Johnson and everybody, but we're ready, and we're ready to go in Seattle. And, you know, we're one step away from back to the Super Bowl, and we can't wait to get in there. Your thoughts on the game?
It was a pretty good game. Caught it to end regulation. I'm over
Cole
here.
Cole
Kmet, because I know Loveland missed the last couple of series there because I think he might be banged up. But in any case, when Kmet caught that touchdown, I was like, oh God, they're going to do it again. Like, I almost would have thought went for a 2-point conversion, but like, no, at that point, yeah, you take the points because, you know, they had to battle back there with the team from behind. But it felt like whoever was going to get the ball first at overtime was just going to go ahead and score. Obviously, that wound up not being the case with both teams trading series there. But I thought it was a really good game. I think the result should make most football fans happy because now we get to see basically the pseudo Super Bowl, which is going to be the Rams and the Seahawks, because whoever comes out of the NFC is going to absolutely crush whoever comes out of the AFC. The Patriots are frauds, and the Broncos really should get knocked out, because I don't want to spend 2 weeks talking about how if Jared Stidham's going to be fucking Nick Foles and the hero that he's going to be riding in a white horse, unless, you know, they like sign, you know, Matt Ryan to like come out of the Atlanta front office, or, you know, whatever old aging carcass they can get at quarterback if Stidham's not going to be the guy, even though they did sign Ben DiNucci, former Cowboys great, to their
practice. Yeah, he like made a joke online about them signing him, and then they signed him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He'll get an easy. Yeah, there's nothing easier in this world than being a backup quarterback, man. If you have some semblance of an arm, you have a job. It's amazing. But no, I think it was a good game. And, you know, I know this is kind of stupid to say, but the Bears had a quality loss, man. I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with for the next couple of years. Ben Johnson has completely turned around that program. Caleb Williams doesn't look like a bust. He looks like he can play. Still a couple of errant throws I'm sure he wishes he had back. But, you know, the Bears have announced themselves that, yeah, they're not just lucky. They're pretty good, because you know what? Good teams make their own luck. I thought it was a good performance by both teams. I'm not surprised that the Rams win. That whole cold weather shit was way overblown.
Yeah, it always is. The weather stuff always.
The only team that's ever affected by weather is Miami. They're the only ones that can't play when it's cold. Everybody else can figure it out. The Rams have won a Super Bowl. They had to go through a cold weather stadium in order to do
that. They
were
right there neck and neck with the Eagles last year. Yeah, they've shown they can do this.
Yeah, that was the best game of the playoffs last year too. So that whole cold weather narrative, that's for media and for fans to eat up. But obviously good win for the Rams. We get treated to see Rams Seahawks 3, which would be a good battle. And listen, again, quality loss for the Bears. I think that they're a program that's going to be on the up and up. Obviously, they don't want to end it that way, and I feel for my my friends and family that are still Bears fans, not me, I don't give a shit. You see by what I'm wearing, but good for Bears fans overall on a successful season, although it might not feel like it right now.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so in the next 15 minutes with you, here's what I want to accomplish. Quickly talk about these games. Got to get a baseball take out there. And then your Harbaugh thoughts.
Okay.
Towards the end of Carlos, I will throw out the link. And if people want to talk a little longer, I've got no place to be. So we can do that. Jake says, get a drift on me. That's from our friends at Happy Place Hemp. But stop pretending you're not stoked. Chicago lost. Hashtag Happy Place Hemp.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of that. You don't want to be involved with the Packers-Bears rivalry because, you know, for whatever reason.
I don't want to get shit on when we lose. So I'm not going to shit on when.
That's so weak, man. Grow a spine, man. 90% of sports is just talking shit. I mean, your team.
I know,
wins,
but I Carlos.
And that's a very big number.
Carlos, can I talk to you offline for a second?
Sure. Everybody get out.
Here. Okay. I can't handle rivalries, especially with Chicago.
Weak.
And after the Bears game and after the Cubs series, I had a couple too much sodas. And I'm not fond of my behavior, so I'm just going to step out of rivalries for a while.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
All right, let me flip us back on the Dan Shaney YouTube so we're good. Yeah, whatever. What's interesting about it is both baseball and football, Wisconsin versus Chicago, and then the team that won, who really put a lot of their effort and energy into that game. I mean, you watch the Chicago news, they're still talking about beating the Packers on Friday. Like, I don't think these fans, they were too high to realize they had Los Angeles coming up, the same way we were as Brewers fans. And now they've reached a similar fate. Ben with the $5. Bart's McVay voice is worth the price of admission. and Dan, does the Bears' loss lessen the bullshit LaFleur extension? All right, so let's quickly do that with the coaches. I am not happy they signed LaFleur.
I can't
understand how this fan base is so divided. I saw so Andy Herman does Pack a Day podcast, and I saw he was getting a lot of shit from people that wanted LaFleur fired. Meanwhile, I'm getting a lot of shit from people that think I'm crazy for wanting him to have not been extended. I wish we could just trade our mentions because it really, like, you know, they say don't talk politics. You'll alienate half your audience. I didn't realize that, you know, saying, hey, we're not really winning with this guy in the playoffs was alienating half the audience. But yeah, a lot of Packer fans do not like that take. And I'm not, I don't know. Cause then somebody was like, well, what's there's a win-win for you. Cause either they suck without or with LaFleur and you look smart, or they win, and then your favorite team wins.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess it is in that scenario, but I'm not looking at this like a win-win. I don't care if I win. I care if the Packers win.
Correct.
Which is why I think LaFleur shouldn't have been extended, which is also leads me to the possibility that I could be wrong.
Yeah. No, this is exactly the same scenario that happened with me when the Giants drafted Daniel Jones. Well, when Daniel Jones get drafted, I said the whole time, I'm like, this guy stinks. And never at one point did I ever look at the six best prospect in college to come out. It was a massive overreach, and I still stand by that. I could be just beating the drum. I'm like, if I'm wrong, then, you know, the Giants are going to suck. We're going to have to get another quarterback anyway, which wound up happening. But if I'm right, then my team wins. It's not a win-win situation. It's like, all right, I'd rather be wrong because that means my team is doing well. So you're in the same place that I am. Unfortunately for you, you know, there is no fifth-year option. This is not LaFleur on a rookie deal. You kind of know who he is already. I felt like this was the perfect time for the Packers to make a move because I don't think you're going to get this many.
Who would you hire?
Yeah, there are so many people that you could. You telling me that's, you know, I think Stefanski would have been an upgrade. I mean, but that's just one name. There are plenty of people that were out there other than John Harbaugh, which seems like that to the Giants was a lock, and it clearly it got done after a whole bit, a bunch of nitpicking over the weekend. But you still have a bunch of quality candidates out there. If you want to go, you know, the hot young coordinator, or maybe lure Marcus Freeman out of college. I mean, I think Jesse Minter is going to get a head coaching job. Robert Saleh could get a second chance. He actually looked like he's competent. There are plenty of guys that I think that would have been a good fit to take over for LaFleur if Ed Policy really wanted to kind of put his stamp on this. I'm okay with Gutekunst getting an extension. You know, he's whiffed on a couple of picks, sure, but every single GM on the planet has. Nobody's perfect. But yeah, I don't understand the rationale for some of the Packers fans that are beating the drum for LaFleur, because we talk about this ad nauseum. If there wasn't an expanded wild card format, the Packers would miss the playoffs routinely. They would probably make it once in the last 5 years. So I don't get it, but I guess who are you going to hire? I mean, if not this year, you're probably keeping LaFleur for another 3-4 years, because you're not going to get a cycle like this for quite some time.
Well, and I think it's an interesting contrast, too, with Buffalo. Like, Buffalo is a team, and I know some people are grinding on, you know, how the NFL account tweeted, you got to feel for Josh Allen. And,
no, you don't. We got to stop.
Like, they said nothing about CJ Stroud. Listen to Buffalo since 2020. Since 2020, the last 6 years, the Bills have scored the most points in all of football. They have allowed the fewest points in all of football. They have the best record in all of football. They have a point differential of plus 902. The next closest is like plus 590. So they've been as good as you can be in the regular season, but there's going to be a lot of calls for Sean McDermott to be fired because he's not getting it done in the postseason.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, that doesn't seem, and I'm not just talking about Packer fans. I'm talking about what you're going to get out of the national media. What you're going to get is people celebrating like the Jeff Saturdays and Ryan Clark. And I'm specifically thinking of Peter Schrager's, that little get up crew. They're all going to be like LaFleur, great extension. And they're all going to shit on McDermott and say he should be fired. And I don't get what the difference is.
Yeah. I'm not sure I get that vibe anymore. I mean, you were still pretty fresh from the Bills loss here, but I think McDermott showed enough that he might have saved his job, believe it or not. I think people are now starting to open their eyes in terms of like, all right, Josh Allen has gotten too much of a pass. I've been beating the drum that Justin Herbert, it just gets completely skated by because he looks like a prototypical quarterback. I think it started to put Josh Allen in that conversation. Now, listen, I would still trade my quarterback for Josh Allen. There's no doubt about that. I still think, obviously, he is a top five quarterback in the running for MVP discussion. He is Superman. But the thing is, it's like the team expects him to be Superman. They have this heroic, godlike quarterback that they know, you know what, screw it. We can make a couple of mistakes. The rest of the guys don't necessarily have to step up because Josh Allen's going to bail us out. And that's not a winning formula. That's supposed to be your X factor, but it's like the X factor is the game plan for the Bills. I thought Sean McDermott, and you know what? Joe Brady, I'll credit him too, offensive coordinator. He called a hell of a game. You know, it's just Josh Allen. He reverted back to some of his old ways where he was so careless with the ball, carrying it like a loaf of bread, 4 turnovers. One of them was on James Cook, sure. But you don't win football games like that. I think we need to start and we need to stop giving him a pass as fans in the media because, you know, that is the NFL's golden boy, and you don't want to talk anything bad about him, and he comes to the podium crying. Dude, he deserves to get dragged throughout the streets. And as for fans calling for McDermott's head, that's just frustration because they can't get over the hump. That's why Steelers fans have been wanting Mike Tomlin fired for like the last 10 years. Eventually, it just gets stale. So I don't understand why it hasn't gotten stale for some of these fans with LaFleur and the Packers because it's the same result. But Buffalo and Green Bay, and I know I'm taking a long road here. Buffalo has gotten frustrated because they've already elevated what their standard is. Buffalo was a train wreck before Josh Allen. You know, you had guys like Nathan Peterman and EJ Manuel as quarterback, JP Lossman. So Buffalo never knew what it was to actually get into the postseason routinely, win division titles. So the standard changed under McDermott. They haven't actually got over the hump, but that's fine because they have to remember who they were before McDermott. Green Bay has had success before LaFleur. It's not like LaFleur took over a fledgling organization and, you know, brought the Packers back from, you know, the depths of hell. They were a good team before he got there. They're going to be a good team and a good organization after he leaves. So I don't understand why the Bills standard gets higher and the Packers standard seems to get lowered, where it's just like, all right, it's okay just to make the postseason. We don't care about a deep run, because that's what I think signing LaFleur to an extension is. We're good, just good, getting good enough and get into the playoffs.
Well, no argument for me on any of that, as the reels that will be posted the next few days will clarify. David in Buffalo does not agree with you. He says, no, Carlos, Josh Allen has done it all for the Bills.
That's not true. James Cook might be pound for pound. He might be the best running back in the NFL. That was definitely in the postseason. He's better than everybody else that made it to the playoffs. Jonathan Taylor was, okay, the regular season guy, but he tailed off once Daniel Jones got hurt. Josh Allen's not playing with a bunch of YMCA guys. He's got James Cook. He's got two quality tight ends.
They signed Brandon Cooks from a
making plays left and right. Yeah, but he's still producing. Granted, you know, it's not Stephon Diggs, but it's not like Josh Allen is playing with me and you. They got players. Defensively, they sucked. All right, defensively, they have been middle. They, like, you rely on guys like Matt Milano. I get it. I agree. This is the worst iteration of the Bills since Josh Allen has been, you know, getting into the playoffs. I understand that. But this was also his best opportunity to advance into the postseason and get a Super Bowl, because Mahomes is going to get healthy. Lamar's going to make it again. Burrow's going to make it again. I literally reason why he was crying when he got to the podium, because he knows, fuck, my window is closed. I might not even get to the playoffs.
Well, let's talk about that opportunity, because by Buffalo not winning, the Broncos are hosting the AFC Championship game. Bo Nix, I saw that. I thought that was a joke. Everyone did.
It was so weird.
Bo Nix, and he got hurt in like the second last play.
Yeah.
And he didn't think anything of it. And then he cut, and that, now he's hurt to win that game. I mean, you can't win. Because Wentz was hurt and Foles took over. And I guess Phil Sims, right, with Hostetler. But this is insane. They're not winning that game. And now the Patriots is going to be playoff Herbert to road Texans to Jared Stidham, and then they're going to go right into the Super Bowl. I don't see any way. What's the line on that going to be? 10.5?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter. The Broncos are not covering it. And Drake May didn't play that well either. He lost two fumbles today. The Patriots are getting
5.5 right now. Only 5.5?
That's insane. I'll jump on that number now.
You are given the – usually the home team gets 3. They're getting 6 here.
Yeah, that's insane. The Patriots haven't played anybody this season. It's such a
and that's true in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So Patriots are in. Texans, I mean, I saw a lot of people talking about Stroud today and Jordan Love around my parts.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud is what people think Jordan Love is.
Yeah, I mean, I was famous.
Jordan Love's a lot better than that.
I was saying Jordan Love was like not a top 15 quarterback, but I would take Jordan Love over CJ Stroud. The fall off of CJ Stroud needs to be studied. Do you give him big time extension if you're Houston? I can't imagine that I would.
I don't know. Are you more comfortable giving Bryce Young one than Stroud?
I don't think I'm paying either one of those guys.
And then the Seahawks kick the shit out of the Niners, and what is there to say about that?
Yeah, there's no reason to revisit that one. I mean, the 49ers were a mash unit, even healthy. I don't think that they were going to stop Seattle. That defense is flesh-eating.
All right, so what are your thoughts here on John Harbaugh? Are you, like, what are – obviously, you probably like it, but, like, now what is the immediate 2026 Giants expectation with John Harbaugh on the sideline?
Playoffs. No hesitation. This is a playoff roster. I've had my gripes with Joe Shane in terms of some of the picks that he's made. I still can never forgive him for letting Saquon Barkley walk to the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't have a problem with the Giants not retaining Barkley. I would have personally traded him. You know, you had some offers out there. I think Arizona or Kansas City, those were some of the teams that were rumored to get for Barkley. You could have got at least a third round pick. So, you know, I don't think Shane is a great GM. Like I, you know, said about Gutekunst, like I said about anybody else, you know, they make mistakes. Deontay Banks was a massive whiff. That being said, it looks like how it's going to be structured is John Harbaugh is going to report directly to John Mara or Chris Mara, depending on John's treatment.
Why have Joe Shane?
I think you have him there really kind of like as a sounding board and just, I don't know. The whole, I felt very afraid Friday night. There were some rumblings about the, you know, the deal.
Yeah, obviously, it was weird.
It was odd because, you know, it seemed like, all right, maybe Harbaugh really is not going to take the job. Maybe he's demanding that Joe Shane get fired. But they just had dinner together at this Mediterranean restaurant that has been, business has been booming since that report came out. I actually called the restaurant today to confirm that. I'm like, hey, how's it been for you guys? They're like, we're getting an influx of orders. I shit you not.
You did like research prep work?
Well, all right. So one of the guys I work with at Westwood, Josh Graham, who, by the way, adores you for some reason. He's just like, hey, I'm going to challenge you. Why don't you call the restaurant and see what they tell you? And I'm like, okay. It's not like I'm doing anything anyway. So I called. I spoke with the owner for like 2 minutes. And I'm like, hey, I'm from Westwood, man. How's it been? He's like, I can't give you a number on it, but it's pretty damn good. But in any case, I'm excited to see what Harbaugh is going to do. I think this is the most I have felt excited with the Giants. Not being hyperbolic. Probably since 2011, since their Super Bowl championship. It's that much of a great feeling. I don't care about the boat trip when they got destroyed by the Packers a week after or beating the Vikings Odell a couple Beckham years ago.
Punched a hole in the wall.
That's right. And then, you know, because you knew they're, when they beat the Vikings a couple of years ago in Dable's first year, they were going to get waxed by the Eagles. So, you know, I didn't necessarily care about either of those two playoff runs. This has been the most excited I've been as a Giants fan since winning that second Super Bowl with Eli Manning because the Giants have been this bad. I don't even need Harbaugh in the next 5 years to take the Giants to the Super Bowl. I couldn't give a shit about that because I haven't seen this team compete to get into the playoffs, let alone the Super Bowl. I just need him to return this franchise into relevancy. The only thing that can make me sour on Harbaugh is hiring Greg Roman as offensive coordinator. You hire him, I'm fucking done with this guy already. I don't think that he will. But it'll be interesting to see who he's going to bring in on the staff. But the vibe around here is everybody is, you know, saying Giants are back up. I personally believe the Giants do make the playoffs. I've had people say division title. I wouldn't go that far. But to secure a wire card this season, that's not out of the realm out of the craziness. It's going to happen. The Giants are going to be this year's Patriots, what the Patriots did from last year.
All right. I have somebody who wants to talk to you.
Okay, I'm here.
With golf clubs behind him, what a boss. David from Buffalo.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
David! Oh,
you not have your own show by now.
Yeah.
What's happening, guys? Man, just getting over that loss from last night. Obviously, the referees were part of it, but five turnovers, man, was brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what do it. I don't feel... I mean, I feel for you guys. I do. You know, I texted Maggie right after the game. She was the first person I thought of. She's a huge Bills fan. I know people were pissed off about the, is it an interception? Is it not an interception? At the end of the day, it shouldn't have come down to that one play anyway. You guys had ample opportunities.
But still, they could have, like, looked at it.
No, 1,000%. And that's why McDermott called the timeout. He wanted these guys to, like, take an extra look. I don't understand why they wouldn't. It's like, where the hell does the crew need to be? Do they have dinner reservations? They got a hot date they need to pick up?
You got it now where there's conspiracies that like the other game was about to start. Like you should, the NFL is so messed up.
Yeah.
And everything is so tight. And I've talked about this a lot that there was even a play in this Bears-Rams game that was similar. It's like.
It's very similar. Yes.
But that's man.
Yeah. But I feel for you guys, man. That sucked. But you got to. You're not going to win games like that when you turn the ball over four or five times.
No, absolutely not.
Hold
no,
on, David. MDAD says, dude, huge shout out to Dave. Awesome to see the national perspective come on into the Winklerverse. Good to have you here, Dad. Sorry to cut you off.
No, I appreciate it, man. I think looking back at that game from last night, I mean, Josh missed, you know, a few throws. That play at the end of the first half was brutal. And to me, it's all about managing the game, you know, especially on the road. I mean, you know, Sean Payton, you know, to me is a great coach. I think that was one thing. He coached Bo Nix up great throughout that game. The Bills made adjustments way too late on defense. At the end of the day, I mean, to me, this has been McDermott's calling card throughout the, you know, his history. He can't win these games, especially on the road in the playoffs.
Well, good luck with the offseason. Do you think he gets canned or what?
I hope so, man. I'd love to see Kubiak come in, you know, from Seattle. And I think bring in like a fresh mind. Kind of, you know, I've heard Cowherd talk about this a lot, say that Josh Allen is like Elway, McDermott is like Dan Reeves. We got to find the modern day Mike Shanahan in my mind.
Good luck to you, David. Good to talk to you, bud. Thanks for hopping on.
You got it, man. Thanks again.
David from Buffalo.
How about that?
Into the Winklerverse.
Let me tell you, David does not look like I thought David would look like.
Nobody ever does.
No, I guess not.
What about Austin from Milwaukee? Look at this.
Hey!
Small drink of water.
Austin looks like I would think Austin looks like.
Carlos, oh, get the fuck out of here.
What's up, pal?
David, what he was talking about with McDermott, you know, get rid of the fucking coach. LaFleur. Oh, my God. What the hell was the extension for? Why did they push it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, Carlos, I'm missing your drops, baby.
I do what I can with my eight boxes here.
What was the deal with the LaFleur extension? I'm struggling to understand the reasoning behind it. Would you not think
path of least resistance, Austin?
All right. So
Ed Policy just took over the Packers. What's he want to do? Go on a month-long coaching search and then have people be like, oh, did he make the right move? What the fuck? Or does he just want to be like, yeah, fine. People are like indifferent or 50-50 on this guy. I'll extend him. Sit back, kick my feet up. Ain't nobody leaving the fucking Packers. So hate LaFleur. You're not going to hate me. Perfect.
I spent the whole day ice fishing. You know what you do out there? You set up tip-ups. You sit and you wait for things, right? I spent the whole day waiting for things. Why are we just going to take LaFleur? He has done nothing for us, and he's just a fish. The guy, he's a fish that can't be caught. You're not going to do anything with the guy. I don't know. I had a really good analogy, but I lost it.
The guy is
I'm sorry. I did say in the chat, I'm dead. I am drunk.
The guy is drunk.
And there he goes. All right. So, okay. But nonetheless, what good is LaFleur? Why is it not better to just fucking have him lame duck it? Why can't you have him prove that he deserves to be re-signed? Why do you need to extend him? There's no need for that. Like, who of us or organizationally, who cares if he needs a contract extension? Who cares if he's a lame duck? I don't fucking care. Does he
like have another year to coach for his job? I don't like that because I mean, I get it. It sucks that I wish he had 2 years left. Cause then you could just, but there has to be,
you should have just handled him like the Cowboys did Mike McCarthy. Just let it play it out.
Yes. Carlos. Just let him
Kevin
run
says,
it.
Lame ducks are only a thing in sports. Well, I mean, Carlos and I were lame ducks for 2 months.
Oh, God, what a...
Yeah, but you guys killed it, though. I mean, you did kill it, though.
Yeah, we wanted to kill ourselves, man. That was miserable.
That was the best radio I've ever heard in my entire life.
Better than Chuck and Winkler?
Yes.
It's because we stopped giving a shit.
Yeah. Well,
that's kind of always been.
I don't think Bart ever cared, but...
I care. I wouldn't be doing this right now if I didn't care.
No. I say it with all due. With all due.
With all the doest of due.
Yeah. All right. I am, like I said, I'm drunk.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to move the show.
Yeah. Get off of me.
All right. Bye. Thanks, buddy. Guys. Austin. I got more people to talk to. If you need to go, you can go. You've done your
time. Yeah, I'll go take a shower. Why not? Because, you know, I'm tired of smelling like gym sweat. But this was fun.
Yeah, you've done your penance.
I'm off the hook for a week.
I mean, need you the rest of the week.
Oh, thank God. I mean,
don't be a foreigner. Please, like, let's hang out.
What, you want to know what love is? Foreigner?
Okay.
That was a good reference. All right, bye, buddy.
Carlos Ortiz. I think I got sound effects, right? I'm going to go out of my way, slow the whole thing down just to give you an applause clip. All right. Ben L.
What's going on?
Banana are here.
All right, Bart. I pictured you more as a jukebox hero than a... than anything else, you know,
just stars in her eyes.
Machine Fonzie style.
Yeah. What's up, Banana? What's striking you today?
I was going to ask Carlson with a K to rank order MLF, McDermott, and Harbaugh, but alas, he decided to go take a shower. What do you think,
order?
Bart?
What's your order? LaFleur's he's a fine coach. I just think he's shown what he can do. And if that's what you want, like, that's what you signed up for.
It's all them bites of the apple.
That is what it is.
That sucks, yeah. It's
not
true, though.
What we're hoping for is bites. That there's a... And yeah. But even looks like
look bobbing at, for apples at this point.
Yeah, and look at all this stuff, man. Like, it is. I get it. It is really hard to win the Super Bowl. It is really hard. The Bears have this magical season. It ended tonight. It's really hard. But that doesn't... You shouldn't get an extension and a raise because of how hard your job is. You know? I don't know. I don't like it.
It's frustrating. It's like you said, Bart. It's basically Herb Cole all over again.
Ben?
Yeah, mediocrity should not be rewarded. I don't like the saying, you know, whatever, the grass isn't greener, or you know who the devil that is, or whatever it is. Yeah. But I would, you know, I would like to see
love, honey, love the one you're with,
love the one you're with. What, yeah, whatever the saying is that you want to go with. I wanted Cignetti. I know it's unrealistic, but I'm here just putting out there in the universe that maybe we would do something like that. I would have been fine with Harbaugh over LaFleur. I put McDermott and LaFleur probably in the same boat. It'd be interesting to see LaFleur with Josh Allen. I think they probably could have done more together. But yeah, we're screwed. I mean, we're done for 5 years.
Well, and it's like what we used to talk about with Council before he became a traitor and left us. But we wondered, does the voice get stale? It's not. Who was I talking to about this? Was it? When I was doing the Locked On Packers stuff, sometimes like fans will start to be like, we need a new guy. We want a new voice at the podium. It's not about that. It's about the voice inside the locker room. And you do, there's at least like the Brewers are still never going to win a World Series, but at least the demeanor is different with Murphy than it was under Council. And I don't know, when you're saying Cignetti, it's not, oh, we want him and he'll come and he doesn't seem like he wants to, but you want more of that kind of guy. And
hey, Bart, did you go see Murphy out in Brookfield on Thursday?
Last Thursday?
Yeah, he was a few days ago at a Q&A hosted by Lance Allen out there.
Well, I don't want to, you know, tell any tales that are out of school, but I'm doing a Q&A with Caleb Durbin this week.
Nice.
How about that?
I know of someone who dated Caleb Durbin, and we're going to leave it.
For real?
Yeah, for the Doc Spiders.
All right, cool. But I think kind of like the Brewers, we have an identity as the Brewers, right? We have a farm system. We know we can't pay guys big money. They're there for proven years, and then they go to another team. And maybe we get like a Churio or a prospect that's like you're going to pay and get the first 5 years out of them. But the Packers are title town. And we have the money like everybody else in the league, and we have the players. We don't have the coach.
That's right, Ben. It's a hard cap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm still going to bring in Jake here, too. Hot take Jake. My buddy.
Hot take Jake again.
Hey, hey. What's up?
I'm still, like, the thing, so there's, I need to, okay, let me start over. I lost my job. Okay. I am now more in, I'm on the fucking computer every goddamn second of the day. All right. Which I'm very terminally online right now. Very big problem. And I am seeing the trends of things that people say to me. First of all, a lot of people love calling me the R word. That's just like, okay to stay, I guess, online with no repercussion. That is bad. And then the other thing is, don't
wait,
like
Rich?
Us.
They call you Rich Bark?
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah. They say, if you don't like it, go be a fan of someone else. And that's starting to, like, I'm doing these videos wearing West Ham hats. I'm doing these videos wearing Sabres hats. I got loyalty in my DNA, my brothers.
All right. Is Banana fixing an engine or something?
I don't know. What
are you doing? Banana's getting some pretzel chips, Jake.
Mm.
Oh, I know. That's out of that blue bag, right? What are those kind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I've got
yeah.
my gummies.
I got the gummy. I don't have anything.
I don't know also, if that's legal. I got a remote.
A remote.
I'm really disappointed that Carlos jumped off because I've never interacted with him. And he was heaping praise on Jordan Love. And literally in his last appearance in the Winklerverse, he was saying Jordan Love is like maybe a top 15 quarterback. So I really wanted to grill him and ask him to name 14 quarterbacks better than Jordan Love. And I think watching these playoffs has made me realize just how good Jordan Love really is, because there's been some ass quarterback play in the playoffs, especially the ones that we all have a vested interest in, guys like Caleb Williams, who, again, pretty much dog shit and gets a few miracle plays that pulls
he looked just like Jay Cutler out there, Jake.
Same old Jay.
I don't know.
No way. He's way more mobile. Like,
no, I think.
Well, when you let him be in the pocket, though, Ben, he looked like Jay.
Dude, he's lightning fast. That guy has got some wheels.
All they got to do is contain him in the pocket, and he's going to throw it like that.
We sacked him twice in three games.
I put up Caleb's numbers in the playoffs on one of my comments there, and you can see, like, it's just awful.
They didn't sack him. You can't sack Caleb Williams.
That's fine. But no, the thing that sucks is normally I'd be in a really joyous mood, and I feel like Bart did the other day after the emergency Winklerverse episode, after the LaFleur, you know, extension was announced. We're like, I'm just kind of like downtrodden now. Like, it literally in Wisconsin.
I got an analogy for you, Jake.
Oh, I love it. Let's hear it.
So any optimism you could have in football is tainted by the fact that we still have Matt LaFleur. Just like, it's like, I don't give a shit what the Brewers do. The fucking Dodgers exist.
Sure.
As long as there's those things, it's like, fuck.
What are we supposed to buy that.
Listen to this bullshit. Hey, listen to this bullshit comment. Wow. What an asshole. Day two of listening to Bart bitch about Matt LaFleur for the next 5 years. Tim Shea.
Oh, Tim Shea. Tim.
Timmy. Fuck that guy.
That's rage baiting.
I love
that's
you, Timmy.
He's either drunk or he's just rage baiting.
Yeah, he's driving.
He's driving. He's definitely driving.
He's either driving or he's at home. So, you know, both.
Sitting in his car at home.
No, it's.
I don't think there's going to be a 2027 baseball season, guys, to be honest. But if there is, it's going to
be 2028 at this point.
Right.
That's true. Strap up, guys. It's coming. Yep.
Anyways, this might be all the sports we have to bitch about Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. What a way to go out. The Packers and the LaFleur situation, I just saw today, I think it was Zach Cruz that tweeted something about that. They're not expected to move on from Rich Bisaccia. He's either going to retire or he's going to be back. So they're not even doing the pretend fall guy thing. Like, there literally is going to be zero accountability. They're going to run it back like nothing happened. So it's way worse than after the debacle in Seattle with Mike McCarthy, where they, again, they just try to, you know, kind of play it off as a one-time thing or just a miracle thing. But no, like the not only are we running it back, we're rewarding people with contract extensions and just further cementing our place as a joke franchise. Like they are a punchline now. Matt LaFleur is a punchline. And yeah. I had to take a break from some buddies that I was, you know, messaging in a thread back and forth. We're trying to, you know, just toe the line and carry the water for Green Bay, where it's like, again, I got a lot of, well, what would your plan be? You know, you don't even have a plan of what you would have done. I don't work for the Packers. That's not my job. But the other thing is like, you can't give me a reason why they should bring him back. Like what is going to make him progress as a coach? I think
he's progressed. Yeah.
How has he progressed after the Rodgers years? He's, I think, in 3 or 4 years,
37-30-1, Jake.
Yes. Thank you. He is literally slightly above mediocre. He has regressed after those.
He is Jeff Fisher.
Oh, I love it. Jeff Fisher with a better jawline.
Okay. That's a great point.
I take Jeff Fisher.
Yeah. That's a great point, Jake, because people that are going to say to you, well, who would you hire? I don't know that they have an argument to keep him other than he's the one that's there.
Yep.
And if they throw the regular season record at you, I think that is like, and I know I just said it's hard to win a Super Bowl. It is, but half the league makes the playoffs. I don't understand why regular season record carries so much weight. You look at Aaron Rodgers.
But it's not good either. His record is bad now.
His record with Rodgers is one thing. His record with post-Rodgers is a different thing. And people don't separate those two things out. I hate to say, Karen actually could quarterback during those two MVP years. But look at LaFleur post Rodgers going bye-bye those last few years. It ain't pretty.
And then with Rodgers, it's like if you bitch about Rodgers only winning one Super Bowl, if you say Rodgers only won one Super Bowl with us, is that Packer fan going to say to you, well, yes, he did, but he won four MVPs. I don't give a fuck. I want the Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Favre and Rodgers only won two Super Bowls. You've never had someone stand up and say, a combined seven MVPs, aren't you forgetting? I don't give a fucking flying fuck.
It might make it worse, mm-hmm. honestly. Like, oh, yeah, we had the best player, and we still didn't make it. Thank you for reminding mm-hmm. me.
Another thing I love was what was the comment? You just want to make a change for the sake of making a change. And it's like, no, we're
You're fucking seven years into this shit. No.
I don't want him to change. I wanted LaFleur to win that fucking game.
Thank you.
And crushed by Seattle this week. That's what I wanted.
This is why Mike Dunleavy lasts so long as the Bucs coach. Same mentality.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, it's not even the fact that they lose every year. It's the way in which they lose and where they snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. They find new creative historic ways to lose. And every time they cut to his stupid face, he looks like he's going to cry as it's all unraveling. And I also think I came to the realization today that this one feels personal to me because I think just about everybody has like worked with a superior, someone ahead of you that has gotten promotions and special treatment for actually not doing like shit. Like they haven't done anything. And I think I take this one personally.
All right. I'm going to wrap up. Final thoughts, Ben.
On LaFleur, I don't understand how we can, like Jake is saying, progressively every season have a worse regular season and the same result, if not worse, in the playoffs. And here we are. Like, next year, are we going to pull a Seahawks, make a 7-9 playoff run? I mean, it's bad. I'm not excited as a Packers fan.
Banana?
Insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Ed Policy, clearly insane at this point, and I'm worried about the Packers.
Same old Caleb, as your name says, on the Dan Shaney YouTube.
Sure. my last thought, welcome to Wisconsin, where the only thing lower than the temperature is the accountability in our pro sports and college sports accountability.
Oh. Fire Doc Rivers.
Don't get me going on college
sports. Oh, yeah. Programming Thanks, note, guys. No Bucks post game after Bucks Hawks tomorrow, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd do a live stream of the game at noon.
No, Bart's going to be breaking his TV.
It's MLK Day. I know it's MLK Day. But who's going to be watching at noon on a Monday?
Not me.
People at the bar that are drinking.
All right.
Well. Yeah, Mondays. All right, boys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Barty. Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Banana, good to see you. Should we go with a little nightcap here? I'm going to wrap up, but we can go with a little nightcap here. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Blart is joining the show.
My thing's fucked up. I don't know why I can't hear you. Connection's great. And I'm sure you can hear me. Hold on.
Tim Shea, he popped up in the little corner. And he looks like he's wearing like a coat. He's wearing a coat that looked like mall security coat. I hope he comes back. Do you got me?
I don't know what happened there.
What is the coat you're wearing? You look like a mall Perfect. Security cop.
I'm wearing my McVay vest and
oh, you're wearing a vest.
Rams blue. Rams blue, yeah. So
tell you what, we're gonna go down to McGuire's. We're gonna have a couple of pints. Danny's gonna hook us up real good. We're gonna be the only one at the bar. Maybe one or two other guys, kind of drawn into the background. A couple of NPCs back there. Danny's just watching probably SportsCenter on repeat for the third time. Would be closed by now, but Tim wandered in.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, ask him if he opens early for MLK Day.
Do you open early for MLK Day tomorrow? Nope. Saturday, he'll be open for the national championship game. 6 o'clock. Maybe 7.
I'll bet it's 7.
7.
Okay. Set the game. All right. Because when I think, where do I want to watch the national championship? It's McGuire's.
McGuire's.
Yeah,
we might have room for you.
Yeah, then we might have room for you tomorrow.
Okay. All right, let's see. Get that velvet rope out of the closet.
Yeah. I'll be bouncing.
What's up with you? What'd you do today?
Tomorrow, I'll take IDs, check them hard.
All right. What'd you do today?
What did I do today? I just watched football. Did some stuff around the house, shoveled, laid some salt down.
Wow, you have like a house?
Yeah.
I thought you lived in an apartment.
No, not anymore. West Dallas.
So homeowner?
Had to do that. Don't need the city to come after me. So
you got like a mortgage and shit?
Yeah. Maybe I should invite you over. You and little
I
Bart.
Come over.
You and little Bart you and little Bart maybe for the Super Bowl.
No, I'm busy that night. I'm going to McGuire's.
Oh, me too.
There we go. I need the I mean, it's late in the show.
Is my connection bad? Oh, sorry, Bart. Once again, I feel
If you're on the audio, I don't know where the fuck what he's doing. What's up, Tim?
I don't know.
I don't mind how shitty it is right now because this is Winkler versus diehards now. So they'll put up with silence to get Tim Shea's camera and Wi-Fi situated. I retract my last statement. Jesus Christ. we're going to wrap this up. Do this for 3.5 years.
Again, it's my phone. I need a new phone. Maybe you and I need to go get a new phone for me soon.
How old's your phone?
It's old. I've had like it since iPhone back 11? Like in the Brewers. Like 2016.
Bart should get you a company
phone. 2050. Yeah, Bart McGuire says Bart should get me a company phone.
You should. I'm telling you, you can write it off.
Oh, I can't wait to see what I can't wait. Is it like the Saved by the Bell Zach Morris phone?
No, I'll get you the first of all. You could have my headset that I stole from Charter when I used to work there. Hi, this is Charter. How may I help?
Hello, Charter. This is Bart. Did you use your real name or did you use a fake name?
My real name. Do you want my BlackBerry?
Oh, CrackBerry. I have one of those.
How about one of these Samsung bad boys?
Oh, there we go. Flip phone. Yeah. Yeah. Those are making a comeback.
Yeah, the they Bucks are.
Promote that. Hey, you want to go to the Marquette basketball game tomorrow with me? 5 o'clock.
Leroy Butler cookbook I have in this. Look at this box. It's all my collectibles.
Collectibles of what? Junk?
Here's a Holiday Inn brochure from the 90s. Look who's playing shuffleboard.
You and me, Bart.
Me. Yep. Anything else good to show you right now? Nope. I think that's it. That's all I'm comfortable showing you right now. Oh, here's a drawing of the United States I made. It's United States, man. Look at him.
That looks like, okay. That looks like Donald. Oh, never mind.
His earrings are Alaska and Hawaii. And soon I'll draw in Greenland for the hat.
Hey, do you like me coming at you at Twitter today, you know?
Yeah, what a bitch.
Well, maybe if you like listen to the entire, you respond to my radio station saying, "Does every person wear a Bears jersey?" Maybe if you listen to the entire show, it was a bet that they made.
Yeah, I'm fucking spending my days listening to ESPN Madison while a bunch of teenagers talk football.
Why do you even tweet a response then? Or post the response.
Here's the pamphlet I was in from my ninth grade play, Groovy, a musical tribute to the 60s. Two nights.
I'm going on.
Look at that date.
1999. I was a eighth grader in 1999.
Winkler proud to represent Fond du Lac in All-Star Game.
Congratulations. Here I was wanting to talk serious, and now you're pulling out all your memorabilia.
What the fuck are you saying to me?
I just don't like how you're going to just shit on the Packers now for the next 5 years.
Jason says I need to save this abomination and open up a pack of old cards. Will this 1990 Pro set do the trick for you?
Jesus.
All right, I'm opening this and then we're done. This was the emergency one. I was never going to open it because it's my favorite set.
All right. Hey, go ahead. Okay.
Well, you're down in the Racine tunnels with that audio. Okay. We have, who's that? Gary Zimmerman? Joe Montana Pro Bowl. Jerry Gray Pro Bowl. Yes, Rick. Thank you, Rick. I can send him to Carlos. Sean Gale Bears. Robert Delpino for three. Leslie O'Neill. Okay. Byron Evans, Eagles. Okay. Reggie Roby. Keep that one. Dennis Gibson. Okay. Mike Ken. Mike cannot play football. I never heard of him. Okay. Come on. Come on.
As a I know.
Mike cannot play football. Okay. All right. Ooh, Piercy Snow, Michigan State. Willis Pegues. I've never seen this card before, and I collect this.
I hope you pull
Lamar Lathan. He was good. Roger Staubach. Okay. Ooh, and win a trip to the Pro Bowl. Do you think I won? It's a scratcher. And it says try again. All right. Thank you all for being here for that. Tim is gone. He just left. Some could say he left maybe 15 minutes ago. All right. Later this week. That I know will come out Tuesday afternoon. When do the Bucks play again? Oh, well, all right. How about we'll tentatively talk after Bucks Thunder? What is the score have to be? They got to be within 20 in the fourth quarter on Wednesday night. An 8:30 start at Fiserv. Jesus. Man. Anyway, chant Green Bay sucks all you want. We will see you on the flight to Cabo. And thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.